Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to The Code. I am your host, Imai Zade. I have my co-host on the line with her new name, Keisha Taylor.
What's up, girl?
Hello, hello. How are you?
I'm good, Harry.
I'm okay. We made it through. We're here.
There we go. We here. I ain't done shit with my life all week. That's like the realest thing that I can say. I ain't done shit with my life. I literally have taken this week and done nothing pressing at all. I didn't go to nobody's job. I walked in the park multiple times each day.
Yeah, nothing pressing about this week for me.
Nothing. And I think that's what I needed before I started having a pressing week.
As we wait for other people to trickle in, Medisa has the next few weeks off.
So she will not be joining us this evening. Dre is at work. Ron is always partying or the party. He is the last one to reach the bar for the last call for alcohol and thinking he's going to get some more drink.
Yes.
He's always late. You expect this nigga to be late all the time. He's going to be late for everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, my mama used to say he's going to be late to his own funeral.
Tardy. This is a celebration for you in your life.
Still late.
And you ain't even here. Can't even get it. Call your funeral home, can't get you here on time. And you at the funeral home. You didn't even have it at the church. You at the funeral home.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Yeah, so we're just kind of waiting for him to come on in. We drink because we say inappropriate-ass things. I have been drinking since about 7 o'clock. Oh. I got Henny and my sister. Correct. Henny and my sister.
Oh.
Asking Charles.
Yep.
I just said some inappropriate shit to some niggas, so I don't,
it's life. Uh-oh. It's a lot going on. It's a lot going on. It's a lot of inappropriate things going on in life right now. So, hey.
Listen. I got to say what I got to say. Mean what I mean.
You just deal with it the best you can.
Yep.
That's all you can do.
You are absolutely positively right. As I fix me another drink right now.
Yes. You do it. You go ahead on and do it.
Yep.
Everybody, man.
Yep. I got Henny in my system. Ain't nobody fun to pray for. All I'm going to do after the show is go to sleep and go walk this Henny out of my system in the morning. I'll just be honest. I ain't going to do anything. I'm going to go to sleep. Go right to bed.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm
going to do. That's how I do. That's how you do, right on the bed. You know what? I have been smiling at you
the world. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's how I was the other day. I had my little cups, and I said, you know what? Now's a good time to go to bed. It is. It's a good time to go to bed. Because I was sitting on the couch, and a commercial came on TV about, I don't even know what it was about. It was about something. And that it struck a nerve with me. I was just like, why would you say that? And I got tight with the commercial. And I was like, oh, it's time for me to go to bed.
You remember what the commercial was?
It was something about the commercial. It's something that happened in the commercial. I was like, I don't like that. And I was real uptight about the commercial. And I was like, yeah, it's past my bedtime. I'm going to go to bed.
Oh, I'm
going to go to bed.
Well, the other day, I was a Power Pack kid. I don't care. I was rude to everybody. Like, everybody. I just didn't. Yeah, I really told one of my friends, she was saying something to me, and I learned how I don't give a fuck. But I was asking, I was crazy. I was like,
yeah.
Oh, legit. Don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it was time for you to go to bed. Yeah.
But wait a minute, that was in the middle of the day.
Oh, no. Yeah, you needed a break, girl. You needed a break. Yeah.
I tell you. Because I was telling one of my other friends, like, I was like, I felt the shift in my attitude. I don't know if other people feel their shift.
Yeah.
When it's about to shift and happen. But I felt mine early in the day. I was like, yo, I need an attitude adjustment, like, for real. And right now, since we quarantine and shit, I can't get no attitude adjustment. Y'all just going to have to deal with the fuck what y'all get. And so I went around and I was like, okay, I'm going to, you know, try to clean up my thoughts and try to get it together. This is what I'm going to do. But then when this person started talking to me, I was just like, yo, I don't give a fuck. But I quickly apologized. I was like, I'm sorry. That did not come out the way that it was supposed to. Not nice to tell people you don't give a fuck. It's not nice.
Yeah. Not at all.
And so I apologized.
Especially if it's mid-sentence. Like, you ain't even let her finish what she was trying to express.
I ain't gonna fuck. I was over it. I was over what the fuck she was saying. I was just like over it. Looks like Tardy to the Party is here. That's his new name. Welcome, Tardy to the Party.
You're not gonna be calling me on my name.
That is your new name. That is your new name.
Nah, never.
Yeah, but change your name too. Mess with me if you want to. Mess with me if you want to. You are 10 minutes late, starting for the party.
I am not on time because I was in the midst of daddy duty. You have to excuse me. Pardon self.
Okay. get, it's like any other company, you get such a minute amount of parties in before you get written up. So it's just the three of us tonight. It's just me, Keisha Taylor, and you. Medusa has the next few weeks off. Dre is at work. So it's just us. Did you do your assignment? You did do your assignment, Ron. I'm proud of you because I saw yours.
Not only did I get it, but I probably did mine first. You know what I mean? Not only did I do mine and do it first, but then I went outside of myself and were asking other people in my circle to take tests. I am definitely on board. Okay? You're not going to be using me as a scapegoat.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you.
I am too. Very good, Ron. Very good.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you.
Well, I wasn't watching that shit last week, but this shit I could do.
Oh, God. So this week, if y'all, if you listened to the show last week, I gave everybody an assignment. We were supposed to learn what our love language was. I provided them with a quiz to take to see exactly what their love languages are. And as you know, there are five love languages that exist. So, the first one is words of affirmation. The second is quality time. The third is receiving gifts. It's active service. And the last one is physical touch. So,
okay, so now. Because those aren't.
Did you not let me segue into what you, because it was your turn, but I wanted to point out that since you were the first one to complete yours,
let's take a step back. So let's take a step back. So read those five one more time.
Words of affirmation.
That means talk good to
quality
me, nigga.
Time.
Go ahead. Come on, okay. Stop hanging out with your niggas.
Quality time.
Stop hanging out with your niggas.
Receiving gifts.
Trick on me.
Oh, acts of service.
Do shit for me.
And physical touch.
Bang my back out.
I didn't know where you were going to go with it. I didn't know. Wasn't sure.
I'm just saying, you got to realize, see, we have done this, so we are at a level of understanding that some people aren't. So we have to, you know, make it so that everyone can understand exactly what we're talking about. Bend your back out is the fifth one. Yes, it is. Proceed.
So, as we took the time, they tell us what your love language is. Ron, what is your love language?
Acts of service.
Okay. So, as even though Ron has given us a definition of acts of service in his own words,
do shit for me.
I will also give a definition as I try to find it.
Oh, you going to the clinical definition? I was just going to the. I went to the Urban Dictionary.
Lord.
Right. That's why I said you gave that. But I'm going to give what it says. Active service. Can vacuuming the floor really be an expression of love? Absolutely. Anything you do to ease the burden of responsibilities weighing on an act, which is an active service person, will speak volumes. The words he or she most wants to hear is, let me do that for you. Laziness, broken commitments, and making more work for them tell speakers of this language that feelings don't matter. So, Ron is a let me do this for you person. Let me help you. Let me go and wash your car for you. Let me go and change your tires since it's flat and shit. Yeah, that's what Ron's love language is.
That would be a little different. If Ron had a vagina, that's what Ron would want, but I'm not going to have a woman to change the tire for me. What the fuck? What kind of nigga you think I am?
No,
what I'm saying is that you are one of those people.
That's what you would say to her.
If she says, right, like, hey, let me help you. Let me do this for you. You are a helper. You don't want to see anybody struggling in something, so you will help. Jeez Louise.
Nigga, I get her $85 because I go get two new tires, two used tires. Fuck that. I ain't changing nobody's tires, nigga. AAA, nigga. You ain't got AAA?
Listen, I got that shit.
I use mine.
Because
nigga,
I had a fire blowout while I was doing 85 on the highway. That shit is no joke. Yeah, and I called AAA, and then while I was waiting on AAA, I was talking to my friend on the phone because I was like, yo, I don't like to be stranded. I'm waiting on AAA. I need you to talk me off this ledge because I'm scared out here in this dark-ass place on this goddamn highway. And there's nobody letting me. 17
miles from
my
next exit.
Not even that. Nigga, I could see the rest area from where I was sitting, and there was no goddamn light, and people were flying down the goddamn highway.
Goddamn.
Listen. Scared.
I've lost it.
I'm not scared of much. If y'all know me, y'all know me well enough. Now, I ain't scared of no shit. But that right there, that shit right there, nigga. Nah.
That is terrifying.
I don't do the whole stranded thing. I don't like that.
I remember one night.
Because next thing you know, you somewhere in Mexico and you can't speak this now. No.
Be calling her Kitty Holloway.
Yeah. Listen. Missing in Aruba. Ain't never found me.
Never.
Not my body, not me being sex trafficked, nothing.
They find your fucking chancletas on the beach or some shit. Like, get the fuck out of here. What kind of bullshit is this?
Nah, homie. I don't do stranded. If I couldn't have called somebody to talk to them at that particular moment, I probably would have sat in my car and cried.
I remember one time my cousin was living in North Carolina, right? And he was going from New York to North Carolina. And he got maybe an hour and a half past me in Virginia. So he got to like maybe about Richmond and his car broke down. So this nigga calls me now because he knows I'm in Virginia. Yo, I need you to come pick me up. You need me to what? So I get up middle of the night. I drive this hour and a half to go pick up him and his brother, bring him back to the crib so they can, you know what I'm saying, get their shit together. When I pulled up on these motherfuckers, they was in the middle of darkness on the side of the road. And their windows was frosty because the shit cut off, so they ain't got no heat. So, I just felt so sorry. I was like, oh, come on. I took them to Waffle House. I got to get y'all something to eat. They was looking terrible. It is nothing worse than being on the side of the road at 2:47 in the a.m. by your lonesome. That's the worst.
By yourself. At least he had somebody in the car with him. Nigga,
yes.
Me by myself? By myself. And it happened to be a night where I was coming from the radio station. Now, keep in mind, y'all, I wouldn't leave the radio station till 12:30 in the morning. Yeah. And then, you know, you got to wait on AAA for about 30 to 45 minutes.
Yes, you do.
Lord Jesus. That was like 5 days right there. That 35 minutes, 40 minutes was 5 days. It was a whole ass week. Oh, my God.
I called my friend, who I know is always up in the middle of the night because they are a truck driver. So I called him. I was like, hey, look, I need you to talk to me. Wait, what are you doing? Why are you up? And then he thought about it. He was like, oh, you're on your way home from the radio station. I was like, well, I was on my way home from the radio station. I blew a tire on the highway. And he was like, oh, man. And so I said, where are you at? He wasn't far. So he was like, do you want me to turn around and come back? I was like, no, don't come back this way. You're already halfway to your destination. Don't come back. But please talk to me before I lose my shit in this car. I'm like, okay, I'll talk to you. I was like, look, listen. People don't care. And then people be, I mean, when the truck light guy got there, and this is how nervous I was, y'all. Listen, I couldn't find my AAA card. It just so happened I have AAA saved in my phone. So typed in AAA. I didn't know my card number. She looked it up through my phone number. I was like, look, I can't find my card right now. It's the middle of the night. I'm nervous. I'm sorry I can't really help you, but here's my number and everything. So she found my AAA number. And she was like, well, Ms. Reed, where are you at? Girl, all I know is I can see the rest area. That's all I can see. She said, are you off the road safely? Yes, I am. Do you know if you have a spare? I don't know.
I don't know nothing. Somebody come get me. That's what I know. Somebody come get me. Somebody come fix my car. I don't know nothing else besides that. Okay? I pay y'all people to come and get me. Okay? Come and get me. And stop asking me all that.
Excuse me, ma'am. Would you happen to have a spare in your vehicle? I got a spare ass whooping that I could give you if you fucking don't bring a motherfucker to me right now.
Listen, I didn't know. So that way, so he could be prepared with either a tire or he could fix, you know, and check to see if I had a spare. So, but I did have a spare because I hadn't checked because this is my new truck. I really had not checked to see if I had a spare. Now, on my old truck, I knew I had a spare. So I was like, I don't know. I just got no questions, ma'am. It's after midnight. I'm scared. Ma'am,
you're supposed to come with everything. AAA, you're supposed to have a spare tire. You're supposed to have a jack. You're supposed to have a tow line. You're supposed to have a cup of coffee. You got to have a button. You're supposed to have everything. Don't be asking me nothing. I'm fighting and frazzled. Just fix my shit so I
you're
can go
to have
where I'm
a
safe.
Fucking a bottle of wine. You know what I'm saying? A blunt.
Listen.
A fucking slice of pizza. You know what I'm saying? And a motherfucking spare car in case my shit won't start.
Listen.
AAA is supposed to be pulling up with four cars.
And they got
And they give you, and then on top of that, you're supposed to come with an extra one just in case. You come with extras, okay? So you pull up, and then you got three cars. Then you got three cars behind you. So you want a car, you want an SUV, or you want a truck. Whatever. However this go, we got you covered. Don't be asking me no damn questions.
Did you
question.
Say what the AAA stands for?
See, y'all don't understand. AAA stands for automobile, alcohol, and appetizers. Bitch, you better bring all three of them shit with you.
That is not what it means. It means American Automobile Association.
Appetizers, automobile, and alcohol, nigga. I know what the fuck it stands for. I did the research. It's Googleable.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you. I stand with Ron on this subject.
Thank you.
See? You're supposed to come with all types of shit. Don't be coming here asking me no questions.
Okay.
I don't know
shit. All I know is that I paid y'all.
Okay.
Listen. Every March, I pay that premium on time. I don't care whatever else. That AAA gets paid every March. Every March, like clockwork.
And you out here asking me some damn questions in the wilderness. Boy, and they don't go and fix my damn car.
Yeah.
Asking me questions out here.
And Ron knows this about these North Carolina. And Ron knows this about North Carolina highways. After a certain point, there's no goddamn light.
Not only is there no lights, nigga, ain't even no stars. The stars even fucking go to sleep. It is totally dark.
No. So after two, everything shut down. The stars, the lights, everything.
The only thing open at 2 o'clock is legs in the Waffle House.
And God then damn. A Waffle House might be on every exit.
Legs in the Waffle
on
House. The only thing open in North Carolina after 2 a.m.
I
know that
can't.
AAA dude was mad because he was probably thinking, I ain't going to get no calls and I ain't nobody out here having no problems. The little guy came. He said, it's saying that you're not sure if you got a spare. Is your hatch unlocked? Yeah, it's unlocked. Then he was like, you do have a spare, so I'll put the spare on. Y'all, the next day I had to replace the tire. Because when I tell you my tire blew. It wasn't no just put no air, no shit. That tire was done for.
Mega, fuck your little car that blew. How about that, your tire? I'm driving down to Burlington, and my fucking left my front passenger side tire takes off and goes into the motherfucking woods. All right, so we driving
what?
Down motherfucking 95 on three tires,
man.
Okay, nigga. And mind you, I had just bought this vehicle, and I didn't have no motherfucking AAA on it as of yet. So when my fucking tire takes off and veers to the right, and the rest of the car is straight on 90, I'm like, what the fuck? This ain't supposed to happen. Luckily for me, you know what I'm saying? I called my cousin. He came. He put the fucking tire back on. We drove down to Burlington, 36 miles an hour. Nigga. We was creeping. Ain't no way we're going to let that motherfucker come off again.
Right. Yeah, no. No, one time me and Mark were on Route 22 here in Jersey. We were, where were we going? I think we were going to a furniture place. We were getting Suprema brand new bed. This is when he was little. We were on 22, right? We in the car. We minding our business. The fucking axle rod in the car just snaps.
Oh,
now, Route 22 is like a highway. It's a highway. It's a whole ass highway. Like, we're in the middle, just driving along. That shit snapped in half. Like, luckily, we was able to get over to the shoulder. But, yeah, it just said, I'm tired. What?
I'm done. I don't work no more.
Help me out.
Just broke. Like, oh, okay. So then we had to wait to get it towed. And it was like we towed it to Tech Boys, and it took them forever to fix it. But, like, we legit was, like, in the middle lane just driving, and that shit said, skrrt. It just, like, it said, it sounded, it started, and then the thing just popped. It just snapped. Like, oh, okay. Talk about nerve-wracking, because we were trying to get over, but on 22, people know it's a highway. Even though it's stores and stuff, people don't, like, they just do whatever. They going 40, 50, 60, 70, 80. They be cruising down 22 up here. We finally got over.
I can only imagine.
I got one for you. So I'm driving my work truck. I got the big bucket truck. Y'all all unseen them big-ass trucks with the buckets in the back of them shits. Them shits is big and heavy than a motherfucker. My shit stopped. I'm coming out the gas station. It stops right there in the middle of the street. So now I'm stuck in the middle of the street. I call the tow truck. this big fucking corn-fed white boy comes. This nigga goes underneath the fucking truck, takes off the brake line, disconnects the brake line, pushes the motherfucking 5-ton vehicle 15 feet as I'm sitting in it.
Oh.
I said, this nigga is strong. Whatever he said, if he asked me to rub his thigh, I will rub it. Because this nigga is fucking strong. I'm not fucking with him. No. If this nigga was like, yo, son, the whole ride back to the shop, you got to rub my fucking thigh, I'd have rubbed it. You know what I'm saying? Because this nigga is this nigga too big, son. A 5-ton fucking vehicle, nigga, you push it, you moving it, nigga. Nah, son. I'll let you kiss me. Fuck it. I ain't fighting now.
He said, I'm not fighting.
I've been drinking Hennessy. Please not today.
When I see him disconnecting, you were underneath and disconnecting the brake line, I said, all right, I know he's not about to do what I think he'll do. This nigga goes and pushes the motherfucker while I'm in it. All my tools, all my fucking equipment. I'm like, this nigga is Thanos or some shit like that. The nigga was, I was impressed. Thoroughly impressed.
Ron said, it's whatever the day. He said, it's whatever the day.
It's whatever. You can ruin my style, whatever it is.
Listen,
whatever.
The choice is this. The choice is capitulate to his request or get your ass beat and have him take his request. You're not beating nobody that big. This motherfucker, his ears and his shoulders was about a centimeter apart. That's how thick this nigga neck was. All right? The nigga was listening to his clavicle. That's how fucking big his fucking neck was, son. It was ridiculous.
I'm done. We're about to move along. Taylor, what is your love language? Golly. Taylor, what is your love language?
Mine is active service.
Yours is active service too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, those are the
cute
shoes.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask this.
Mm-hmm.
What I am realizing as I have talked to certain people who have done this test or taken this test, yes, it is what you like, but it is also what you are most comfortable giving. Also, would you find that to be true?
Yeah.
So it's not only the way you receive love, but it's also the way that you give love. Is that also what your love language is?
Yeah. And the trouble from what I've experienced, the trouble is that if you don't understand your love language and you're with someone that has a different love language, that could be a recipe for disaster in a way. Like, very early on with me and Mark, it was always like, I'm not an affectionate person. So, like, snuggling, hugging, kissing, all of that, like, okay, like, I'll do it, but I don't necessarily like to do it. But if you ask me to do something, or if I see that you need help with something, I'm more receptive to do that than to give you a hug. So very early on, we used to struggle because he'd be like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, come here. And I'd be like, no. But I noticed that you had whatever it is that you didn't do, so I'm going to help you do that. And it caused a lot of problems because it made me feel like, okay, well, I'm not doing what I need to do in a relationship. And it also, he felt like I didn't like him or I didn't want him because our love languages are different. He's very affectionate.
I'm not, but I'm a person of active service. So if you need me to help you with something, I go above and beyond to do that. But if you ask me for a hug, I'm about to be like, like, do I have to? So that was always a big thing for us very early in our relationship. And some people don't even know their love language, so that creates a conflict in itself, because if you don't know how to receive your love and give your love, that's going to be a problem in your relationship. It's definitely going to be a problem.
Okay.
Now I hear you, and that may be true, but I'm one of the mindset that there is shit more important than love in a relationship. And as we may have a love language, but are there also respect languages? Because I think respect is more important than love. Are there communication languages, or are there language languages? You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's more important than we are.
But there's somebody said on my post that there's an apology language. Let's look it up.
So I would think that would be something like you have to be specific with how you apologize and what you apologize for. And, you know what I'm saying?
And how,
like,
you apologize.
Yeah.
Like, I may not necessarily say I'm sorry, but
I may say my bad.
I'm gonna ask you, or I might be like, "Hey, are you hungry?" Like, you can be super mad at me, and I'm like, "Hey, you hungry?" That's my apology. Like, I'm gonna feed you. You know what I'm saying? So let's look it up.
No, I have no idea what you're saying. That is not a fucking apology.
Yes, it is.
And he put the cuss in it, so you know it's real.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Nigga, I still want to feed your black ass. Like, if I would let you starve if I didn't care and if I didn't want to apologize.
Do you realize that you can never let me starve? I am a grown fucking man that is self-sufficient. I could never starve if you didn't fucking feed me. But I can never get that apology if you don't give that. That I can't get from nowhere else. Food I can get from fucking nigga. So boom. This is just my fucking.
Oh, Lord.
I realized this. So I'm sitting in my fucking truck, right? And I have seen 4 fucking delivery men deliver food in the last half hour. And I'm saying to myself, yo, this fucking pandemic done changed the game when it come to fucking cooking and ordering food. And, you know what I'm saying? It done changed.
Mm-hmm.
Half these motherfuckers is cooking shit they've never cooked before. Half these motherfuckers ain't turned their stove on in 3 weeks. You know what I mean? So
what in the world? Because I've been turning on mine every other day.
Right. So you like a combination. You know what I'm saying? Some days you do, some days you don't. But my point is this, is that I could fucking order DoorDash, Postmates, the Grubs, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, I could get food. What we have to do is
not what we have to do.
When you apologizing to somebody, it got to be, I'm sorry for this because this. You know what I mean? Like, it got to be a real fucking apology.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, nigga, I'm making me some oatmeal. You want a bowl?
I apologize for this. Like, it has to be real specific. Like, it can't just be, and it can't be some vague bullshit either. Like, oh, my bad. Nah. No. Say that you're sorry for breaking my fucking glass.
Like, yo, remember that shit from last week? Yeah, my bad on that. Like,
no.
Nah, nigga, I don't remember what happened last week. No.
Okay, so there is a quiz. Okay, so there is an apology quiz. We're going to do it while we're here on tonight. So the ladies are going to go first. I'm going to do Taylor first. So let's see. Between the age of, Taylor, you're 30. Wait a minute. I know this.
And 75.
Excuse me, ma'am. I am a strong 28. Okay? I am a strong 28. I don't know where you got this 30 business from.
You are not. First of all, ma'am.
Did she say a strong 28? Did she say a strong 28?
And I'm really not counting my age for this year because I ain't celebrating my birthday yet. So,
nigga,
I know that you
would
might
have to
be
on
or 3 years
steroids,
younger than me.
Nigga. Strong 28. Get the fuck out of here.
It was worth a try.
I know that your
try.
Ass is maybe 3 years younger than
Because she has some henny. It was worth a try. Don't judge me. It was worth a try.
I ain't mad at you.
See?
Okay. So the first question is, your spouse failed to acknowledge your wedding anniversary. If you are not married, assume you are in this scenario. He or she should say, I can't believe I forgot. You and our marriage are so important to me. I am sorry. There is no excuse for me for forgetting. What was I thinking? What can I do to prove my love for you? You can bet I won't forget next year. I'm going to circle the date on my calendar. I know you are hurt, but can you ever forgive me?
So what was the first one?
The first one, I can't believe I forgot. You and our marriage are so important to me. I am sorry.
That, yes, the first one.
Okay. Your mother knew how you felt about a matter and knowingly went against your wishes. She should say, if I had only thought about what I was doing, I would have realized it was wrong. What can I do to regain your respect? I won't take your feelings for granted in the future. Will you please give me another chance? I knew how you felt, but went against your wishes anyway. I wish I had not done that.
And the last one is, I'll suck you deep. Oh, my God.
That is somebody's mother.
Yes.
Lord.
You're not listening to the question. If there's your mother knew, she did something wrong. What?
I don't know where he got.
Hey, listen. That nigga's probably been drinking all day.
I want to say the last one. Because that's mama, so she could get away with something. Because I'm not going to say nothing.
I knew how you
I ain't going to say. Yeah. I'm not going to say nothing out of the way to mama. But she definitely, when she turn around or, like, when she go in another room, she definitely going to get 2 eye rolls, though. Like, for certain.
Oh,
but she
Lord.
Can't be in the room. Like, she got to be, like, 2 rooms over. Yeah.
Okay. Third question. You were in a crisis and needed help, but your friend ignored your need. He or she should say, I'm sorry, it doesn't feel like it is enough. What more can I say to mend our friendship? I realize now that I could have been more help to you, and I promise that I'll do everything I can do to help you if you ever need me and you're in trouble again. I am sincerely sorry, and I ask you to forgive me. I should have been there for you. I am so sorry I let you down. I let you down when you needed me the most. I made a terrible mistake.
I want to say the third one.
I am sincerely sorry, and I ask you to forgive me.
Yes.
Okay. I like that one. Your sister made an insensitive remark about you. She should. Why I will say wrong things again in the future, learn from this experience, will help me avoid hurting you with insensitive comments. I blew it. Can you forgive me? That was so thoughtless of me. I wish I had been more considerate of your feelings. I know what I said was wrong, and I hurt your feelings. Would you allow me to retract what I said? I would like a chance to restore your reputation.
Now, this you said my sister?
Yeah, your sister said this. Your sister made an insensitive remark about you. She should say one of those following things.
Nah, she shouldn't say nothing. She should be outside in the house ready to shoot the fade is what she should be doing. But I'm going to go.
But that's not one of the answers.
I'm sorry. I'm a work in progress.
That's not one of them.
I'm a work in progress. The second one.
I blew it. Can you forgive me?
Yeah.
Okay. Your spouse lashed out in anger against you when you had done nothing wrong. He or she should say, I'm truly sorry for yelling at you. I hope that you can find it in your heart to forgive me. I wish I had not hurt you by yelling at you. I feel so bad for how I treated you. I was angry, but I had no right to speak to you that way. You did not deserve that. What can I do or say to make things right between me and you? I'm afraid that I'll do it again, and I don't want to. Help me think of ways to avoid blowing up like this in the future.
Or the last option is, bitch, if you do it one more time, I'm going to go inside your fucking head.
Nah, that's not even it. The last one is he waking up a little sore. Why my neck hurt? I don't know why your neck hurts so much. I don't know where you got that bruise from. I don't know. Beat your ass while you sleep. I'm sorry. I think that was the third one. I think that might have been the third one.
I was angry, but I had no right to speak to you that way. You didn't deserve it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. You were proud of your accomplishment, but your friend acted as if it was trivial. He or she should say, you needed me to share your excitement, and I let you down. I hate that I didn't respond more appropriately. I spoiled your celebration by not being happy for you. I could make excuses, but really, I had no good excuse for ignoring your achievement. It is too late for us to celebrate your accomplishment. I really want to make this up to you. I promise I'll notice and celebrate your accomplishments in the future. I've learned a hard lesson. I know I failed you before, but will you please forgive me again? Again? That means you did this shit before.
Okay, Molly. I'm sorry. That's Molly from Insecure. I want to say, what was the second one?
The second one, I spoiled your celebration by not being happy for you. I could make excuses, but really I have no good excuse for ignoring your achievement.
That still sounds like a fuck you. None of them work for me. All right, I guess if I had to pick one, what was that, the fourth one?
The fourth one. I promise I'll notice and celebrate your accomplishments in the future. I've learned a hard lesson.
Exactly, bitch. I punch you in your shit. Yeah, probably the fourth one, because my answer ain't up there, so the fourth one.
Dumb. Okay, your business partner failed to consult with you.
I'm sorry. Ain't none of these answers right. You said my business partner? No. I'm seeing you in the parking lot, period. None of these answers are correct.
Okay. You don't even know.
Because now your business. You talk about business. Now you talk about you messing up my money. Now we got a real problem right now. No, ain't none of them answers gonna work for me. We outside in the parking lot, okay? We outside in the parking lot.
Oh, okay.
I know y'all seen that
video of Tyson training. Exactly. That's what's happening. You messing with my money. Nope.
So your man said fuck your anniversary. Your sister talking shit about you. Your fucking your friend is shitting
on
you.
Your friend ain't
there. Know what I'm saying? Your mother, know what I'm saying, is on some sideways
saying
shit.
Saying some flick shit.
But the motherfucker that you sell fucking incense and candles with, that's the motherfucker you want to fight. Ain't this some bullshit?
No, I wanted to fight my sister. I wanted to fight my sister and my friend. But none of them was the option. Not a bit. Like I said, the business partner. You messing with my money. No, we got a serious problem. Serious. It's me and you, Tyson and Holyfield. We going at it.
Okay, but we're going to read this anyway. Your business partner failed to consult you with an important matter on mutual interest.
Mm-hmm.
He or she should say.
Mm-hmm.
I really blew it this time. I was wrong to not include you in the decision. You have the right to be upset with me. Is there anything that I can do to make it up to you for what I did? In the future, I plan to consult you with no matter what. I won't bypass you to make my business again. You have every right to hold this against me, but will you please forgive me? I know now that I hurt you very badly. I am truly sorry for what I did.
Okay, you said, is it what can I do to make this up to you? You can see me in the parking lot right now. That's what you can do to make it up to me. We shooting a fade in the parking lot right now.
That's the one you want me to select. Is there anything I can do to make it up to you for what I did? That's what you want me to select.
Yes,
throw your
hands
up.
You can see me right now in the parking lot.
I get ready to throw these motherfucking hands in this parking lot.
Okay.
Outside.
That's what you can do.
Sweet Elf. In the business park.
But, Mommy, I don't want to fight you. But, Mommy, why we got to go in the parking lot?
I told you before I got on this Zoom conference that I was on the Zoom conference and you run around here playing. So now we got to go out in the parking lot because you're going to learn today.
Oh, God. Oh, God. It's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Mommy, I'll go sell some more Girl Scout cookies and get you your money. Why we got to fight?
First of all, you should have came in this house without my money.
Charlie,
you shouldn't have came in this house.
If she didn't have no money,
you knew
coming into the house.
You knew that
bed.
You were $10 short. You should have figured out a way to get $10 so you came past my door.
Oh, okay.
That's not my problem. All I know is you better find this $10.
Yo, you tough on them. You tough on them, babies. Lord, I'm coming to get them.
Oh, my God.
I'm coming to get Abby because you ain't going to be doing her like this at the Girl Scout cookies. I'm coming to get her.
Okay. Come on.
Oh, my God. She was like,
hey,
you knew when you walked through this door, you were $10 short.
You were short. You were $10 short. You should have figured out how to get that $10 before you walked your ass up in here. And you knew I was going county.
It wasn't like I was going to go to bed and then count it tomorrow. No, you knew I was going to log it in when you came in. That's not my fault. That's your fault. You're going to learn today. You better go out there and get my $10.
Oh, shit.
That's what you need to do.
I'm done with her. We see what her.
And if I gotta talk, to whatever the lady name is that run the damn thing, you might not be a Girl Scout no more. Because if she says something out of the way to me, I'm gonna see her in the parking lot.
You
see
all
the unnecessary drama.
We have determined that Keisha Taylor is a fighting mama. She don't fight you, period. She don't fight fight the teachers at the school. She gonna fight the Girl Scout camp leader. She gonna fight. I'm just fighting everybody. Oh, as it can't even go.
You're gonna learn.
No.
But she's fighting her friend.
No. I'm not gonna fight my mama. I'm not gonna fight my mama, but my man, I definitely whoop his ass in his sleep.
Sure will.
Mm-hmm. I fight you when you go to sleep. I ain't fighting you while you're awake. Mm-hmm.
She said she will fight that nigga in his sleep. While
yes.
He woke up.
He gonna wake up with a whole knife inside his hand. What happened? I don't know what happened to you. You okay, babe? I don't know.
Yeah, how you wake
a
motherfucker up just
a mosquito. A mosquito got you. The mosquito got you at night, baby. You got to be more careful. That's all that is. I'm not going to fight him while he awake. Oh, no. I'll fight you when you sleep. Y'all seen that video of that lady walked up on that man and slapped the shit out of him, and then he woke up out of his sleep? Y'all saw that video.
I did not. No.
I haven't either.
Okay, so your coworker.
I don't want to see it.
Okay, a coworker unintentionally pokes fun at you and embarrassed you in front of others in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
He or she should say, is there any way I can repair our relationship? Would you like for me to apologize to you in front of the other staff? It's easy for others to take others' feelings for granted, but I want to be more considerate of you and others in the future. Will you help me be more accountable? I didn't intend to hurt you, and now all I can do is ask for your forgiveness and try not to repeat the same mistakes again. I deeply regret embarrassing you like I did. I wish I could go back in time and say something more appropriate. That was so thoughtless of me. I thought I was being funny, but obviously hurting you like I have is not funny. She probably going to fight this one, too. She going to fight them, too.
None of them work for me. Because I promise you, it's the coworker that I don't like anyway. I've been waiting for a reason to whoop that bitch ass. So the answer
is, oh, God.
The answer, my answer ain't up there. All right, so if I got to pick one, I say the last one. But even still, I might wait for her ass when I get off work. I might wait at her car. But the last one. I'll take the last one.
So this might be me, because I did this earlier. You were trying to tell your friend something important, but he or she acted disinterested. That was me, because I told that girl I ain't give a fuck. But he or she should say, I messed up this time, but in the future, I promise to give you my full attention when you say you have something important to tell me. I'm sorry. I wasn't listening. You don't have to forgive me, but I hope you will. The next one says, I really feel bad that I didn't listen to what you were saying. I know how it feels to have something important to say and somebody not listen to me. Listening is such an important part of a strong relationship. But once again, I blew it. You need me to hear you, and I basically just ignored your need. Can we go back and try this again? You talk, I'll listen. You'll have my undivided attention.
The one where it says, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry I wasn't listening. You don't have to forgive me, but I hope you will.
Yeah.
Why you say yeah like that?
Does she want to punch a bitch in the face in the parking lot?
See? Yeah.
Right, like she needs to fight Your brother learned that he had previously been wrong about a significant point of conflict between you two. He should say, I apologize. Will you forgive me? I am upset with myself over how I handled our disagreement. My behavior threatened our relationship, and it scares me. I regret the way I acted. I admit that I was wrong, and if I had only known then what I know now, I could have saved us a lot of headache or heartache. Sorry. What can I do to mend our relationship? I feel like I need to do or say something to restore your respect for me. If we disagree over an issue in the future, I plan on gathering all the facts before I make any judgment, and that may save us some unnecessary arguing.
We said my brother. Okay, I fucked with my brother. So probably number one, the first one.
Number one, I apologize. Please forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
Although you had expressed your annoyance with a particular habit many times before, your spouse continued exhibiting that behavior in spite of you. I've taken this too far. And this is what he or she said. I've taken this too far. I'm very sorry for not being considerate of your wishes. I wouldn't like if you did that to me. Okay, I admit I'm annoying you on purpose, and that is neither funny nor fair. I need to act more mature than that. Saying I'm sorry won't take back the act that I've knowingly tried to annoy you with. What more can I do to win back your favor? I've gotten into the habit of disregarding your wishes, and I don't want to go on doing that. From now on, I'm going to take extra effort to honor your wishes. I've tried your patience, and now I'm asking you to forgive me. Will you allow me with the fresh start to be honoring your request?
See, again, it's none of the... All right, what was the first one?
I've taken this too far. I'm very sorry for not being considerate of your wishes. I wouldn't like it if you did it to me.
All right, I'm gonna go with that one. I'm still going to fuck him up when he goes through. I'm sorry.
Oh, Lord.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I am so proud of myself because I am still awake.
Nigga, I'm hell. That's 50. It says only 55% of it is done. We may have to. How about this? Send you all this link. How about them apples? Then you can go finish it.
How about that, nigga? Because you know it's about 87 more questions.
Oh, my God.
So, probably is. So, my love language is different from yours. My love language is, what was it? I wrote it down. I gotta go find it.
Wait, hold on. Tell her, guess what hers is.
What, guess? I want to see if y'all say it. Actually, I have two.
I would say the last one. What's the last one? Physical affection or something like that?
Physical touch.
Physical touch. I would say
physical
touch. And you say it's mixed with something else?
Yes.
Is physical touch correct?
Yes, physical touch is one.
Okay, so then the other one would be... I'm stuck between two of them. I don't know.
Take a guess. See what it is.
What's the first love language?
Words of affirmation.
No, that's not the one. You mean number one?
Quality time.
That one.
Okay, so you think it's physical touch and quality time.
I don't know. That quality time is kind of forgetting. Yeah, I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with that.
Okay. Taylor, did
you
want to say
again?
I think yours is words of affirmation and touch.
Yep. That's why I am. I'm words of affirmation and physical touch. I like to be told I'm proud of you. I love you. I like things like that because that's how I am. Because I like to tell people how proud I am of them, and I appreciate you and all of that stuff. And I am touchy. Most people don't realize this about me, but I am touchy feely. I'm a hugger. I love hugs.
That's why. See, that's why I started to say that. Because you know, the first thing you'd be like is, "Oh, I want to rub my butt on." Like, nigga, that's very touchy.
I am a touchy feely human. I live for hugs and shit. Like, I just am. And my boyfriend gets so annoyed with me. He's like, "Girl, I don't feel like giving you a hug today." I'm like, "But nigga, I want a hug." Like if we're going, like, let's say he's leaving my presence for a time period, I ask for like 30 hugs before he leaves. I'm like, "Can I have another hug? Can I have a hug? Thanks." Well, I'll walk out the door. I'll walk him to the car. "Can I have another hug?" We'll stand outside and talk for a second before he gets in the car. "I need another hug." Like, I'm a hugger. That's just me. Yeah. Sorry, guys. But I'm a touchy. So yeah, those are my two. With a strong piece of the quality.
Nigga, we just
like
hugged 17 fucking times. Why you need an 18th fucking hug? Why do you need a 19th hug? Why?
Because I need your hug to get me through this time that we're not gonna be apart. I need a hug.
Nigga, hugs don't work like that. Nigga, hugs ain't like fucking,
you
know what I'm saying, stocks and shit. Nigga, hugs don't work like that, nigga. You can't put a hug away for a rainy day. Nigga, what the fuck are you talking about? You gonna save in that hug? You gonna put it in a can in a mason jar? What the fuck are you doing with a hug, nigga?
I'm internalizing the hug for when I need it.
So then if you internalize it, then that shit should be already inside. Nigga, you don't need me to hug your outside.
No,
18 fucking times.
I need you to re-up the hug. I need you to deposit into the hug bank.
Nigga, this ain't a motherfucking rechargeable battery, nigga. What are you talking about?
I need hugs. I do. My kid is like, "Mom, please stop hugging me." Like, I love hugs. Like, I need a hug. On tough days, I'm like, "Hey, kid, I need a hug." And she's like, "Mom, kid,
see,
I need a hug."
On tough days, nigga.
Bring it
I
in.
See. You would hate me because I just wouldn't shower on those days. I was like, "Fuck, you go hug me, you go hug a stink nigga today."
Nigga, I will fight you.
Oh,
you don't know, just watch your ass.
Lord have mercy.
Thank
he said, "Guess what?
I ain't washed my ass today. No hugs for you, nigga. Go in there and wash." Matter of fact, I'm the one that's like, "Okay, he in there in the shower. I'm about to go ahead and get me a motherfucking hug." I would go ahead and get me a motherfucking hug. I don't care.
It's all in your personal space. Just don't even care. You in the shower. Personal
sex.
Time. Alone time. You trying to get your thoughts together. She trying to give you hugs and she
ain't that some bullshit.
I like to cuddle. I like things like that. Like, I like to cuddle. Like, I feel like when he's too far away in the bed, I'm like, "Yo, why are you so far over there?"
Probably because he wants some air because you suffocating him. Let him breathe for 2 minutes.
I just want to
let
I
him
breathe. My butt. Like, there's a certain way that I need to sleep. Like, I need to be able to put my butt perfectly into your body so that
let
I can
that
sleep.
Man, let that man sleep. Let that man sleep.
First of all,
let him breathe
all, no,
and
no.
Let him sleep.
See, what she's doing is she's looking at this shit very short-sightedly. You can't tell a man who doesn't live with you that this is how you have to sleep. Because the first thing that's going to come to my mind is, well, nigga, well, then how the fuck do you sleep when I ain't here? What, nigga, is you putting your butt up against when I ain't here? You know what I'm saying?
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
I have a body pillow in my house.
Now you having a conversation you
don't need. Thank you. I'm saying, because you want a hug. Now you got
listen.
A whole fucking real conversation at 3 in the morning because you want a hug. Nah, nigga. Who the fuck is up in this bed when I ain't fucking here that you
nobody.
Getting me? You got to sleep like
nobody.
This. You need to sleep
not a
like
single
this.
Soul.
Who the fuck is it? You know what I'm saying?
Not
you don't
a
want
single
that conversation.
Soul. Not a single soul. I have a body pillow
well, then,
that I
well,
sleep
then
with.
You don't need my body right here.
When I'm with
it.
When I'm with him, yes, I do. I need your body heat, please, and thank you.
Whatever.
What? I'm serious.
Nothing. Please continue with your fucking... You're the only motherfucker that's fucking bilingual with fucking... everybody else got one fucking language. You fucking bilingual. You fucking got this and got that. The fuck out of here. You always complicate shit. This nigga. This nigga.
I am a complicated melody. In all parents.
Everybody else got one language. This nigga got fucking 47% this and 53% this. Nigga, they ain't a motherfucking 23andMe. Nigga, this is a fucking fed.
This is not 23andMe. Stupid. Whatever. I just know that I speak in different love languages. Thank you very much. I can,
everybody
you can,
else
and it's possible
one
that
language.
You can have all five. Because you could be a person of service. Like, I'll still help. I still help people. I help people all the time. So, you can have all of them. You're not just at all times.
All right, so let me get this straight. So, you can have one, two of them. You can have three of them. You can have four of them. Or you can have all five of them. Right? So, what the fuck does that test prove then? Absolutely nothing.
But some people... But you know what your main one is. My main one is words of affirmation. I need to be told that you're proud of me. I need to be told that you see my achievements. You see that I'm working hard and doing this, that, and the third. That is something that I need. The others, like, I need hugs too. But I want you to be able to say to me, I'm proud of you. Because if you don't, a lot of times I feel like I'm not working hard enough for you to be proud of me. So that's my main.
Is it safe to say the more love languages that you have or that you can communicate in, the crazier you are?
Ooh. Jeez.
What? What? You sucker, fool sucker?
I'm just saying, like, if a motherfucker's got five love languages, you know what I'm saying, they need a lot of fucking love, nigga. What the fuck? You got a whole lot of shit going on in your life, nigga. You talk to everybody? Like, nigga, you need somebody to hug you.
I didn't say you talk to everybody.
You need a nigga to pay your bills.
That's what
you need a motherfucker to rub your feet. Like, what the fuck? You need baby face, nigga. What the fuck is going on? That shit is fucking hard to be fucking.
So I got baby face. I got all that. I got all of that in mind. Well, y'all feel like it's a joke. Like, yeah, I got all of that in my person.
Nigga, that's crazy.
That's not crazy, fool. Not crazy.
Taylor,
do
you
not
crazy?
Like people to tell you, hey, Ron, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. I see your accomplishments. I see you being great. I'm proud of you.
Yes, I do like that.
You know
what? Does that mean? Because it's like that, does that mean that's not love language?
I like that too. But you know what I struggle with? I struggle with if I don't feel like you need me to do anything for you, I'll stay away. Like, that's my problem. Like, because I like to do and I like to give, like, I will try my best to do whatever it is I can do to make you feel more comfortable. But once I feel like you don't need me to do anything, like, I'll stay away.
Oh,
and it'll be like
Captain Save-A-Ho over here. This nigga Captain Save-A-Ho. Look at you. Yeah.
This nigga here.
Not Captain Save-A-Ho.
Need me, nigga. You couldn't survive without me, nigga. Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
Mm. Mm.
Bro, tell
that's
that
one of the things I struggle with.
You was with this, that you done fucking leveled up. You with me now, nigga. Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. My bad. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Well, but you said you like to be able to, if you can't do something for somebody, you like, fuck, you know what I mean? So you need them needy. Now, come here, daddy. I got to, you need me to do something for you? Yeah, I do something. I got, what, you need your little, you know what I'm saying, T-Mobile bill pay? I got you. All right, listen, I'm not going to give you the money for it, but this is what I'm going to do. You see that white lady over there? If you go rub her feet, she'll give you $65 and you can go pay your bill. I got you.
But see, here's the sad part, though. That makes sense to me. I'm not going to give it to you, if you're going to talk to Lena from accounting, I'm almost certain she'll help you out with that. See, I'm still helping.
It's an act of service.
I helped you.
I'm your pimp, nigga. That's the service I provide.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, shit. I'm done with y'all.
So we had some people comment on the poll. Find it now. Wait a minute. Katie said that hers is physical touch and quality time, but she also likes words of affirmation.
Yeah, she's crazy.
Alicia says quality time and words of affirmation. Dartania says physical touch. Shantae says words of affirmation. Dana says physical touch and words of affirmation.
Borderline.
Toya says words of affirmation and quality time. Haven says act of service.
Yeah, normal. See, normal people got one.
Ron, you know what's funny? I heard you at each step of the way. And I was thinking that in my head.
You're crazy.
I'm saying, though, sir. It's what it is. These motherfuckers say, what's your love language? Fucking Spanish, French, Portuguese, fucking Chinese, Mongolian. What the fuck, nigga? All the languages you speak, nigga, you crazy.
You crazy.
That means you can fall in love with any one of them kind of motherfuckers. That means any one of them niggas you could fall in love with. Nah, nigga, fuck that, you crazy.
No. All I ask you to do is rub on my butt, give me hugs, and make me feel like I'm the prettiest girl in the world. That's all I ask you to do. My heart.
That is not all you asking. Please don't make us go through this.
What?
Come on, sir. Can we just move on to the next topic? Can we just move on?
don't want to do this. No.
We only have 8 minutes left in this, 9 minutes left in this show. Shut up. Shut up.
I'm shutting up.
Whatever. Because why can't somebody have them? Wait. Why can't they? This made me feel like I'm the prettiest girl in the world. Whatever. And I'm fine.
So then, all right, now, this is some real shit. I hate you when you say that. Make you feel like the prettiest girl in the world, right? And if you are totally content with the way that your partner looks, that's one thing. What if you are not totally content with the way that your partner looks? I'll go.
Well, then
further.
You should have chose a better partner.
No. See, if you would have let me go my step further before you blurted out your fucking answer, maybe it would have been a little different. I was going to say, I'll go a step further. Maybe I'm not happy with how I look. Okay? So now, your next statement is maybe I should have chose another fucking me? No, nigga, ain't no other fucking me. It's only one me.
No, but, then you said, should do the things so, that you feel that will make you feel better about yourself. If you feel like
wow,
you need to move a little bit of weight.
Do you see how her energy changed? This nigga was like, well, so maybe you need to. Before she was like, fuck you, nigga. You don't like it? Fuck you. You should have chose different, nigga. Like, what the fuck? Whoa. That
you have a choice.
Different.
Wait a minute. So when you're choosing someone, you're making a choice. If you are dissatisfied with yourself, again, you are making a choice. You can either stay dissatisfied with yourself or you can do things to make you more satisfied with yourself.
Absolutely. So that's the point I was trying to get to, Miss Cutting to go off. What I was trying to say is, what
you
if I come to
me
you
my
and
name,
like,
Tardy for the party.
You the most beautiful woman in the world, but how about we do this? How about we do? So in reality, you're not the most beautiful woman in the world because I'm trying to show you ways that we can improve each other, but I still fucks with you. No, am I making sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's the problem with that? Like I'm saying, like, how? I hear y'all say that, but sometimes it's like, but bitch, you ain't the prettiest motherfucker in the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I ain't the most handsome nigga in the world. You know what I'm saying? Let's not get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? But we can both, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, all right, you know what? Maybe I'm going to get a shape up. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go shape my shit up. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm going to go to the dentist to get me this whitening. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's little things I can do. There's little things that everybody can do. So if I come at you like that, that's not to say that you're not beautiful. It's just like, yo, bitch, we can get a little better. What's wrong with that? I guess there's something wrong with it. I apologize. Fuck it.
I'm just saying, I'm trying to get these folks emails because they want to get in on their friends and family. Thank you.
Let's say you're a female, right? And you got a nice mustache. You got a nice little furry, you know what I'm saying, upper lip. You know what I mean? But you're sexy. You know what I'm saying? But I, you know what I'm saying? So I come one Thanksgiving with, you know what I'm saying, flowers, you know what I'm saying, chocolates, and a fucking depilatory. You know what I mean? Like, is that me?
Not my Thanksgiving,
like,
though.
Yes, that's what he
I'm
said.
Saying, but that's not me
he
saying
said
you bringing, ugly. That's
a, he bringing the yams and the wax. That's what he's saying. He's bringing yams and wax to Thanksgiving. That's what he said.
I'm just saying, but what's wrong with, you know what I'm saying, telling her, like, yo, you sexy, yo, you got a fatty, You know what I'm saying? Your stomach is looking right. You done gave birth to 3 children, but you still got your shape. But that motherfucking Hitler shit on top of your lip, nigga, that shit got to go. Like,
well, why she don't know that that's got to go first and foremost?
I don't know, man. I'm sorry. My bad.
Why don't you see this about yourself? Why don't you see this? Like, you got to see stuff about yourself first before anybody else see that shit. You got to know what your flaws are. Like, I'm light-skinned and shit. I got scars and shit on my legs. They may make me feel uncomfortable, so I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm just going to have my legs and shit out and not try to cover up my scars. That's why I got to get rid of these wintry-ass legs, because during the winter, you can see my scars. During the summer, I'm tanning them that you're not paying them shit to them up that attention.
So are you saying in the wintertime when your legs are looking more Caucasian than ever, it looks like almost varicose veins? So that's why you get away with it?
No, I have psoriasis. It attacks. It attacks my legs. So during the wintertime, being that I'm not sitting outside and getting all of the vitamin D from the sunlight, my psoriasis tends to act up during the wintertime. So when spring starts to hit and it starts to get a little warm, I sit outside for 10 minutes, 3 days out the week to try to tan my legs so you can't see my psoriasis scars, because the vitamin D helps heal it. So I don't have varicose veins, little nigga. I am not a Caucasian woman with blue veins and shit running up my goddamn leg. Yeah. So that's all I do, is sit outside and try to even out my hand. That's what I did earlier today.
Now, I apologize. I don't know what my apology language is, you know what I'm saying? But I apologize for, you know, speaking about your legs in such a negative way. I'm positive there are no vertical veins, and I know that, you know what I'm saying, the Caucasian in you is at a very minimum, you know what I'm saying, y'all are the most Negro light-skinned people that I know. That being said, I'm going to circle back around. Wait, stop. You're making me forget what I was about to say. Wait, I had a point to make.
I'm sorry.
She made me forget my point, nigga.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I apologize. You was in the middle of talking. I apologize.
I don't remember what I was about to say. I'm confused. Oh, shit.
Ooh.
You make me sick in so many ways.
My apologies. You know, I've been drinking and drugging. You gotta excuse me.
Drinking and drugging. Oh, yeah, just been out here just gotten off to the left and the right.
All right, but seriously, on some, you got to be aware of yourself, like you just said, shit. Yo, I know, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully this pandemic's coming to an end. And I realize that, you know, a lot of people is trying to take care of themselves and doing their jogging and their walking. Don't stop.
Me.
Don't stop.
Right.
Don't stop.
No.
Don't stop. You almost there. Oh, I seen this. They almost there. It's about to be springtime officially. And y'all done got started. You know what I mean? Some of y'all looking good. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't stop now just because they about to end
they
this
about to open some shit
shut
back
down.
Up.
Yeah, when they
listen,
open shit back up, no, still take your time to work on yourself.
You know what I mean? That you've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Still take your time though.
I agree.
That hobby that you had. You know what I'm saying? Incorporate some time for that shit too. Don't forget about it.
I agree. I agree with that statement. Sometimes Ron does. Yeah. That's his love language. Right there. We watched it happen. But I definitely agree with you because yo, y'all know I've been going to the park hard, right? And I've been walking miles on top of motherfucking miles. A bitch is in a size 14 regular. Let me tell you something. I went from a size 18 to a 14. I'm going to be real hard to deal with the fucking summer, I tell you right now. My ass is still 51 inches, but my waist is now, instead of being at 41, it's like 36. Listen here.
Linda.
I'm coming up to fuck up summer. I'm fucking up summer, period. Period. I don't care. It's going to be thighs and titties all summer.
Nigga said, if you don't jump to put jeans on and you don't feel my pain.
That's what she said.
Yep.
I'm sick of y'all. Y'all motherfucker. And listen, don't get it twisted. I've been seeing a bunch of people out here and I'm loving it. You know, the one time you're not supposed to tease a fat girl is when she's actually working out. You know what I mean? Like, at that point, you're supposed to give her love. I've been seeing some of the big girls out here doing it. I'm like, yeah, man. That's right.
Listen.
Man, and who, yo, they sweat.
There's a young lady.
They fucking, nigga, that shit look like silicone. It's so thick. It's like gravy sweat. Yo, that shit is fucking crazy. We seeing them out here sweating.
I don't think you call that gravy sweat. First of all, nigga, you don't. But there's a young lady who walks in the park. I see her every day. She's walking with her son. And since I started walking, she's been out there. I can definitely tell that she's losing weight. And she's a heavier girl. And I'm like, yo, I definitely see it. And so she wasn't out there today. So the next time that I actually leave to go back to work on Monday. But hopefully she'll be out there tomorrow or Sunday. If I see her, I'm like, hey, keep doing it. Because whatever you're doing is helping. Because from the time she started to now, I've seen a gradual change in her. So if people keep doing it, they can accomplish their goals. Yeah. And I think her son is a special need. So because he walks a little ways behind her.
Oh, he's special needs. All right, so I'm gonna handle it.
Yeah, I think he might be autistic, so he's out there with her, but he's not ever too far from her for her not to see him.
Gotcha.
So, but she's been like, especially on days when I'm out there by myself, when I'm not with my walking partner, I'll go by myself, see her out there walking, and I said something to my walking partner the other day. I was like, you know, the girl who walks with her son, she was like, yeah, I said, have you noticed that she's actually been losing weight? And she was like, yeah, because she's starting to look smaller than what she was before. So hopefully I'll see her before I leave. I can give her kudos and words of affirmation.
You
see how I brought her right back.
Okay, you know what? No, it's not. It's not even about you. It's not even about you. Well, hopefully, it's not about you. So you said to your working partner, "You see the lady who be out here with her son?" She said, "Yeah." Then you said, "It looks like she's losing weight, right?" And she said, "Yeah."
From the time that she started. Say what?
And she said, "Yeah," because she's getting smaller. Is that what she said?
Yeah, you can, because I don't want to say how big she was or whatever, but she was definitely a bigger girl.
Right.
Definitely a bigger girl. So
maybe I'm just a bitch,
but I can now.
You, of
That's like the most obvious fucking thing to say. This bitch ain't had nothing else to say, so she just said the same thing you said, just something different. You said she lost weight. You're like, yeah, she's smaller. Nigga, that's the same fucking thing. And she's just saying the same shit you're saying is different. No, she ain't had nothing to say. This is a habit. That bitch just be bumping her gums. She just be bumping her fucking gums.
We can talk about this off air.
I'm sorry.
I got some shit to say.
Oh, so, my bad. My apologies. I ain't as you listening. I'm saying, I be saying we ain't some dumb shit.
I don't know if she ever does or not. But that's because friends. Anyway. Yeah. We'll have a meeting. Afterwards, we'll have a quick meeting. But, so I just want to be able to give her words of affirmation because she's out there doing good, and I'm proud. Even though I may not know her, I'm proud of her and her accomplishments. Because I know what it's like to try to lose weight, and that shit don't be happening. And now that I see it happening, it's like, yo, you can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. And I'm out here walking 5 to 8 miles a motherfucking day. Literally walking all the way out. Sometimes out in that bitch twice a day. Listen. A bitch feet be hurting. And that's why I need a foot rub. Personal
okay,
place.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right,
hug that bullshit if you want to. That's why you need a foot rub. No doubt.
What? Because, nigga, maybe you don't know what runner's foot is like, but runner's foot hurts. And I'm ready for the salon, the nail shops to open up because I'm ready for a motherfucking pedicure. My feet ain't looking terrible, but I want Linda. Because that's my Linda or Sasha to rub on my feet. Because I've been out here for 2 months running and walking. My cute little white lady jog, my cute little trot that I have. Hey. Listen, I don't be full feeding no shit, but I will trot my ass up there, trot my ass up a hill.
You are stupid. You said, I ain't quite at a gallop.
Y'all know what the white lady try is, too. That's why you laughing, huh? Don't be hating on my white lady try.
Speaking of white lady, see the white lady.
We will. Wait a minute. Taylor, resend me your suggestion for next week because I forgot to put it in. So. Resend me that. We'll be back next week. It's in our chat somewhere.
Okay.
Next week, I will be on the road. So we will have a show, but I will be in Charlotte, North Carolina. I will be back to work. So, yeah. I might do some stories. Next week. Depends on what I feel like in my life. We out of here. We will see each other next week. Same time, same place. You never know, it might just be the three of us. Dre may have to work, but Medisa will be gone for the next few weeks. So it might be just the three of us. Who knows? But we'll be here. But y'all be good. And be good to each other. See you next week. Goodbye.
All right. Good night.
Yeah.
Damn it.